The government's own experts, massive, and in a reluctant fashion, Edersheim, said that he lacked the ability to plan. He had deficits in his working memory. He had deficits in his executive functioning. He lacked the ability to plan, and that's exactly what the government argued in part to both juries, but more importantly to the second jury. And they tried to explain that away. Is that why he was running through the yards as he was hiding behind one building and then the next? All of those issues are not excuses. They are reasons based on science that Mattis determined made life without parole sentences cruel and unusual.